Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm still recovering from Saturday. Okay, big announcement today, which I will get to, but first and foremost, I just want to say thank you to every single person who came on Saturday. That was the most special, incredible day, night, whatever. Oh my gosh, like we had so much fun. I got to talk to each and every one of you. I got to see your faces and like actually get to know you. I mean, there were some OGs there that have been with me since the beginning, and it's just been so, it was so humbling and so special to just feel the love and all your guys's just words and everything that you had to say to me was just so powerful. And, you know, just how certain stories or how I get you through the day. I mean, all of it. It was so moving. And I thank you all so much for coming and making the trek out there. Some of you guys came from New York. Rachel, I see you. From Arizona, and just like it was just so special. I just can't believe you guys came out for little old me. But we had fun. I have so many photos to share and some video footage and all that, but it turned out beautiful. It ended up being so windy at the end of the party. Like so windy. But thank God it was towards the end and it wasn't the beginning, because that would have actually been a nightmare. But it turned out really, really fun. And I can't wait to share all the photos and video footage with you guys. So I was sort of sharing with everybody. I didn't do a big speech. I was going to do a speech, and because I had a band there and I was going to take their mic and use the mic. But then like I was talking to everybody and I got a little distracted. And then by the time that, because we only had the band for an hour, and because, so basically the rooftop was a private event from 3 to 4, and then from 4 to 5 they had to open up the rooftop so that everyone was able to sort of join. So I couldn't, like, and they were gonna put the music on the, like, the whole sound, like the speakers and whatnot, so I only had the band from 3 to 4. So by the time I was gonna talk, it was already like the music was already going, like, the, you know, throughout the whole rooftop. And then it started to get windy and I was like, oh my gosh. So no speech for me, but I will say, and what I would have said was just a big thank you for everyone that came out. I had incredible sponsors, Guru Dentistry and Excel Collision Centers. They were amazing. They really believe in me and the show and what I was doing, the event that I was doing. And the fact that we were giving back, it was all the proceeds were going to Doctors Without Borders, which was incredible. And so I just felt like, you know, it was beautiful to be able to get together, but also feel like we're giving back. And so it was incredible. So thank you to my sponsors. And Dee Lee Designs, she was my event planner. She helped me put this event together, I'm telling you, within like no time. And she brought all these incredible vendors together. I'm going to post them. I'm going to tag them. Please make sure to go follow them. They are insane. I mean, the flowers, the champagne wall, the drapery wall, the Christian who does like the high fashion designs, and his wife who's a photographer and her videographer. I mean, they were all just so incredible. And I feel so freaking lucky that she was able to put this all together. She's incredible. She does high-end events. If you guys ever need an event planner, please go reach out to her. She's phenomenal. Obviously, thank you to Irvine Marriott Spectrum, Hive and Honey for hosting us and taking care of us. I mean, we did Piper's birthday there, so that place is very special to us. And then Andy, my producer, the guy who literally believed in me before I even believed in myself. Thank you for taking a chance on me. And creating the show together. This was like, you know, something that I had this sort of idea and this vision, and you helped me bring it to life. So thank you, Andy, for being with me for the last 2 years and doing the show with me. 1.5 million downloads later, here we are, baby. So thank you for that. And then my sisters, my mom, my family, my brother was there. You know, huge thank you to them for coming on the show and, you know, really being open and vulnerable with the audience. They never had had to do that. You know, they didn't have to do that is what I'm saying. And I just thank them so much for always being open and honest, just like me, and, you know, trusting me with their stories. And so, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. Obviously, Riley, for just allowing me to be as open and honest about our lives, for letting me sort of vent to the world and make this my diary, and him allowing me that sort of space to do it. You know, I know, I'm sure there's a lot of husbands that would have been like, hell no, you're not saying anything about us, you know, but he's always believed in me and he's always trusted me with our relationship on here. And so I thank him for that. And Piper was essentially the only reason why I am here. You know, she's the reason why all of this is happening. If it weren't for me getting pregnant with her, I think my life would have gone in a completely different direction. And so I really have her to thank for even being where I am today. And last and not least, you guys for supporting me, for being here with me through all of it, through the highs, through the lows. You know, Humble and Hungry was sort of born from something and from a place of needing to find myself and needing to feel like I had a voice and for giving me something to fucking do, giving myself a job, and really just, it was, again, I've always talked about this. I was just in the darkest place in the darkest time in my life. And I feel like this was my only light at the end of the tunnel. And this got me through literally the hardest time of my life. And you guys have been with me through all of it. I mean, through literally the worst freaking times and the best freaking times. And I wouldn't be here without each and every one of you listening. Again, like, I can't believe this little show got 1.5 million downloads and growing. And like, it's just so incredible. And, you know, I don't know what 2024 has to hold, but here's my announcement. I'm going to be stepping away from podcasting. I'm going to step away from Humble and Hungry, because it's, I feel like there's obviously a few reasons why, which I recorded a whole thing on Patreon, sort of like a raw in the moment, episode, like the day that I decided about this. And so I'm going to be posting that today as well. So you guys can go listen to that. It might feel a little repetitive, but it was sort of in the moment, so excuse me. But yeah, I'm stepping away, and it feels right. When I made the decision, it was almost like I had this moment of, okay, my gut is telling me it's time. My heart and my head is all telling me it's time to do this. I can't get into detail as to why, but just know that it feels right. And I spoke to Cloud 10 and iHeartRadio, and they're sad to see me go, but they said that they're going to leave the lines open. That way, if I ever want to hop back on and I want to, you know, continue or just pop in and say hi, I will be able to do that. I am going to have a Patreon, but it's going to be sort of in a different capacity. I know right now we have different tiers. We're going to be changing all of that. We're going to have one tier. It's going to be like $5 a month. If you guys want to sort of pop over there and join Patreon and still have me in your ear a couple times a month, we're going to be, I'm still going to be doing that. But again, it's not going to be like a Humble and Hungry thing. I just feel like, you know, it's a way to still keep in contact and still keep up with what I'm doing. But again, it's not going to be in sort of the format of a Humble and Hungry show. but I still want to be able to keep in contact with you guys. So I feel like that's sort of the best of both worlds. So if you guys can, I would love to have you over there. And then you guys can sort of figure out with me like what the next steps are. And I can sort of keep you in the loop of everything that's going on. But yeah, I mean, again, it's this bittersweet moment because I feel like I've, you know, especially having this event on Saturday, my decision came right before the event. And so leading up to it, I was like, you know what, then this party is going to sort of be like that, that sort of bow on the cake, if you will, of just like this, this beautiful ribbon on top of everything that I was able to achieve. And I'm very proud of it. This is a company that I actually am so happy to be sponsored by. I'd never heard of them before until I started to try their products, and it's insane. So it's called Dose, and they are an expertly formulated organic wellness shot that basically supports your liver in one delicious drink. So look, our liver goes through so much, as we know, and my poor liver, the things that I have done to this, to my liver the past few weeks, oh my God. But your body, your liver is basically your body's filter, right? It's in charge of flushing out unwanted elements and breaking down what you consume into essential nutrients. The liver is responsible for over 500 functions daily. Your liver health can impact everything from your brain to your skin, your gut health, digestion, and everything in between. So Dose for your liver is formulated with ingredients clinically shown to support liver health, potent turmeric, milk thistle, dandelion, and ginger. So the benefits of this is basically it ensures optimal liver function, improves long-term liver health. It supports your healthy metabolism. It's a drink that basically you drink once a day. It's a little shot. You can drink it once or twice a day. It's delicious, and you're getting all the benefits to basically detoxify your liver. And I'm telling you, it's easy, it's clean, it's delicious. It's vegan, non-GMO, zero calories, zero sugar, USDA organic. It's free shipping on all orders. It's sustainable packaging. They're in glass bottles. You guys, their thistle has a maximum potency of 80% of Silymarin? I don't know. I can't pronounce it, but it's 8 times the potency compared to other available formats. Their ginger root is also 10 times the potency. Their dandelion is 10 times the potency. Their Dose's orange is 20 times the potency of compared to like regular fresh orange juice. You guys, you will not regret it. I gave bottles to my sisters because their livers are probably just shot. And it is incredible. One shot of Dose for your liver is equivalent to 17 shots of turmeric juice. That's how amazing this is. I'm taking it right now twice a day just to really detoxify. And then I'll go down to one shot a day. But I'm telling you, it's delicious. So if you want to give Dose a shot and invest in your health, Dose is offering Humble and Hungry listeners 15% off your first order, plus an additional 15% off if you subscribe for a monthly delivery. That's 30% off your first order. Go to dosedaily.co/humble and use code humble. That's dosedaily.co/humble and use code humble. I want to just do a quick shout out to my two sponsors from the show and from the event this past Saturday. But Guru Dentistry are incredible. They're here in Orange County. They have done my mom's veneers and my brother's, and let me just tell you, they have like $1 million smiles. They look so good. I mean, they do everything from x-rays to dental work, you name it. They are incredible. I have to say, my brother's teeth in particular, you know, he has obviously had a very troubled past, and he was so embarrassed of his smile. He had, you know, missing teeth, and just it really affected his confidence. And I think his teeth sort of, he felt identified by his teeth, and it reminded him of his past. And so when Guru Dentistry got in there and they really changed his smile, I'm not kidding, it like changed his life. And I feel like now he has the confidence to go out there and try to find a job and, you know, continue his education. And it's just completely changed him. And I feel so grateful for Guru Dentistry and for what they've done for him and so many people. So they will go and give you a great deal. If you guys need any sort of dental work, let them know that we sent you. They will take care of you. 949-889-2053. That's 949-889-2053. Let them know we sent you, Guru Dentistry. I also want to give a quick shout out to Excel Collision Centers. I talked about them a little bit on the road trip episode, but they really are one of the best body shops in town. They're in Southern California, but they really take care of their people, their clients. You're not just a number, you're not just a car. They really want to make sure that they do the best work and that you are happy and taken care of. You know, for us, it's like our cars are everything. That's how we get to work. That's how we make money. And he understands that. Hector is the owner and he's amazing. He's like a brother to us. He's taking care of all of our cars. He's just the sweetest man. And again, it's about, for him, it's not about just collecting, you know, these cars and making money. For him, it's like, how can I help you? Like, what do you need? And it's just amazing. And, you know, I can't speak more highly of him, and he's just the best. So if you guys ever need anything, please reach out to them. Let them know that we sent you. XL Collision Centers. Ask for Hector if you need to. Let them know we sent you, and they will take care of all of your car needs. I know a lot of these other, you know, dealerships and body shops can be sketchy, but I'm telling you, this guy's a real deal. So let them know we sent you. And yeah, enjoy. You're welcome. Excel Collision Centers. Thank you, guys. So that's where I'm at. So I just felt like, you know what? Let me just sort of step back from this. Let me reassess what we're doing. I do love this platform. I love the community. I love the fact that I was able to meet you guys and the fact that, you know, we've been able to make an impact on your guys' lives. Like, that's what this is about. That is why I do this, and that's why I'm obsessed with this. But also, I need to make sure that I'm still loving what I'm doing and that I feel like I'm in a good place to be able to deliver what I want to deliver. And so that's where sort of I'm at right now. And yeah, I really hope that you guys sort of continue to stay with me in the next steps and in the next phases of, you know, whatever Natalie Pouchet does, right? Whether it is Humble and Hungry, whether it is the next thing, I just hope that you guys can still sort of stick with me. And I love you and appreciate you. And again, I wouldn't be here without you. And, you know, it's all about growth. It's all about evolving. And I talk a lot about that on that Patreon episode and sort of like my raw moments, but it's true. And yeah, I love you guys very much. And I thank you for everything. Thank you for those who came out. I'm sorry for those who couldn't come out and were expecting sort of, you know, me to do a little tour or something in the new year, which is what I wanted to do, but, and who knows, maybe it'll still happen. But for now, this is me signing off, and I love you all. I thank you for, again, being with me. And yeah, I hope you guys can listen over on Patreon and still sort of follow me along, but I love you all so much. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Remember, stay humble. Legitimately stay humble. Don't let, you know, things or money or fame or followers, you know, ever stop you from being kind and genuine and sweet and grounded. And stay hungry always. Continue to want to learn and grow and evolve. This is sort of part of me, you know, finding my passions and following that. That's what it's about. Stay hungry for life and that growth. Never settle. I love you guys. And I will see you in 2024. Bye. Okay, maybe that's not like my final show. I feel like that was too sad of a goodbye. So how about this? I will see you guys next week for our final show. And we will recap some of the best moments. Send me some of your favorite moments and I'll read those out loud. Thank you guys for everything. And I will see you next week for our final episode. So remember to stay humble and stay hungry. Bye, guys.